The Federal Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has issued an interim rule to prevent the spread of the fish virus, viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. The proposed rule is similar to the emergency rule the federal agency put out 2 years ago as VHS was spreading towards Lake Michigan. The proposal sets up specific conditions for the importing and interstate movement of live fish. DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs says the state is still looking at the new federal plan, but he says one change would allow Wisconsin to import muskies, walleye, and other fish from Canada under certain conditions after they've been inspected for VHS.
Right now, the only fish that can be imported are trout and salmon, and Wisconsin's been working very closely with officials in Ontario to develop some additional brood stocks of Great Lakes strain spotted muskie, which is a real important fish restoration project for us in Green Bay. So this will allow us to continue with that project, which has been on hold for a couple of years.
Stagg says for a number of years, the DNR's only source of fish eggs for the restoration project was Green Bay itself. And since that water has tested positive for the fish virus, no eggs have been used for the last 2 years. VHS has also been found in southern Lake Michigan and in the Lake Winnebago system. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.